You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. What do I do when I just want to give up? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Celebrating Rockvember.
Really?
Still celebrating Rockvember.
It doesn't have to scan if it rocks. Rockvember. We are also answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, what do I do when I just want to give up? And Glenn, as we look at a time when the sun starts setting in the Chicagoland area around a quarter after four, I think this is something we can all relate to, so where would we start?
Well, yeah, exhaustion, that sadness, that sense of despair, those things can all come together to create a really potent negative feeling. I don't know what it's like for you, but when I feel that sort of way, when I'm overloaded and overwhelmed in that way, I feel like I'm on sort of like a merry-go-round, and I want everything to stop turning and let me just climb off here. You know? So, yeah, you know, feeling like you want to give up, It's related to that feeling, but I think it might give you a little bit of strength to know that it may be more about just that sense of being overloaded and overwhelmed in the moment. And that gets us rooting for everything to be fixed for us and everything to stop turning. And that doesn't always lead to us having the best possible setup on this.
It's a really great point. It also gives me an idea for a Halloween-themed carnival ride called a Despair-y-go-round.
Ooh!
So I think we can be hard at work on that for next year. And, Jed, I think Glenn got us off on exactly the right foot there. I really would love to get you to pick up and explore this point about the idea of just kind of hoping something happens and how that manifests.
You know, I think we've all been there, man. Like Glenn is saying, when you feel exhausted, you feel sad, you feel you're taking your ride on the despair-y-go-round, you want things to stop, and ideally you'd like them to stop for you. You know, I think we've all fantasized about, wouldn't it be great if I showed up tomorrow and they fired me from this job and I wouldn't have to go anymore? I've talked to enough people in relationships to know a lot of people would love to get home and have been dumped by their significant other. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of us where we would like a change. We would like something that gives us permission to give up, to just stop without us having to take those steps. And I think when we start to feel that way, that's a good moment to pull up and say, okay, I need to figure something out here. I need to make some kind of change. And the reason for that is, we may start out longing for dumpage or firing, but eventually we get sad enough, we get depressed enough, we are prepared to just throw in the towel. We will just give up. We will just say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. It just feels like too much. The question that we need to look at is it too much, and what can we do about that?
That is exactly the right question, and that is where we will pick it up when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Feel sour in me. You feel a process.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
What about like a roller coaster of emotion? So like when you get to the very top, someone just yells something like, your parents never loved you, and then you go right over the edge.
Wow.
The emotional roller coaster. Is there another hill coming? We don't know. Maybe it just gets to the bottom and stops. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Well, that was incredible. That was well done.
Thank you, sir.
Not only are we coming up with extraordinarily depressing carnival rides, we are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do I do when I just want to give up? And Glenn, in that last segment, we talked about just that cocktail of exhaustion, sadness, and despair that can just make you feel like you want something to change and you'd like it to happen. As with the examples we gave, you'd like to just get dumped or be fired or just something change because it all feels like it's just too much for you to deal with. And the very good question Jed left us with is it too much to deal with or can we take some action here?
Well, we absolutely can take action and we need to. We have to look at what we can control and engage in that rather than just expecting everything to work out for us. That's long term, that's just not going to work for us. So it's really only always three steps that we need to look at when we're dealing with a tough situation. One is having a good plan. That means finding somebody who can help you develop a good plan. But you want to have a good plan, and then you want to work that plan. It's making sure you have the strength and all the resources that you need to get that plan to work. And then the step number three, the really important one, is trying not to freak out in the meantime. A lot of times we're working a good plan, we're getting where we're going, we're having some hard days, but it's recognizing that it takes time to work out.
That's all really, really smart stuff there. And Jed, I think we should probably be clear here that working a good plan is important, but that's different than having a perfect plan. There are things you develop and go on as you are working on that. How does that develop?
That's a great question, man. It's a great question. First and foremost, if you're in a place in your life that you're not pleased with, you want things to change, you do need a plan of how we're going to move forward. Nobody moves forward on the basis of, I'm unhappy, things must change. We need an actual detailed plan we're going to work. And that's going to involve finding an expert, at least in that area. That could be a job counselor, that could be a therapist, that could be a doctor, but someone who knows how to fix these kind of things. And then it's about getting up tomorrow and as best you can, as best you're able, taking the next step on that plan, taking the next step on that journey. You won't do that perfectly. There is no such thing as doing any plan perfectly, but a good plan recognizes that we may be doing it, you know, a B-plus version most days, and that's fine. But then the last piece, just like Glenn said, is figuring out how do we hang in there? How do we kind of, you know, not just, you know, lose our minds in the process? So we need to look at how do we actually do that maintaining.
All very, very good points, and we will pick it up there when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Away.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
So instead of a tunnel of love, you could have the tunnel of marital strife. It's got three seats and an extra one for your mother-in-law in the middle.
You know, I think marriage counseling in a boat-based scenario could be an idea worth engaging in.
Sure.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Okay, Hall of Funny Mirrors, like you have in a carnival, except not only do you see your distorted reflection, you get trollish comments from people on Facebook as you're looking at yourself in the messed up mirror.
Wow.
Wow. That's really going for it on this one. We're also going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do I do when I just want to give up? So, Glenn, in that last segment, we kind of put forth the three-step plan to whenever you are at a point where you want to change something, which is have a plan, work the plan, and then, very critically, do some things to maintain your sanity so you don't lose your marbles in the meantime. And that may be the thing worth zooming in on here, because even if you have a very good plan that you've gotten some expert help on and you're putting your all into working on that, there's still going to be days where you want to give up. So what do we do when we're in that place?
Well, it's for sure that's the toughest part of this thing, is recognizing that you can't change from now on. You can change for today. You can change for right now. You can execute that plan, as we're saying, and you can live that out sometimes a day at a time, sometimes that's an hour at a time, or whatever it is. Just having that determination, this is an unpleasant situation, but I can go another day, and I resolved that today I'm going to do that. Having that mentality will give you a much more smaller bite-sized piece on this. I think it's important to look at, do you want to give up? Is that really where your heart is at, or do you just want a sense of relief?
I think that's a very, very important question. And Jed, either literally or metaphorically, we often sing the praises of the value of a snack and a nap. And I think that speaks to exactly what Glenn's saying here. Sometimes, do you want to give all the way up, or do you just want to get a little rest in this moment?
You know, that's a great question, man. Speaking as a person who has given up on things and has done so when it was not a good idea, there's not as much relief as you'd expect on the other side of that. You know, I've quit jobs and I didn't feel a roaring sense of relief on the other side of it. If you want relief, then get some relief. That may be, as Matt says, about a snack and a nap. That may be about taking a break, going for a walk, clearing your head. Those things will give you a sense of relief, and you deserve that. You need that. It turns out that all journeys, including good ones and important ones, like the kind you're on, they require you to take some rest along the way. There's no one so strong or so amazing that they don't need regular rest and relief on the journey. We all need it. You need it. We want it for you, and we think you should take it.
That is absolutely right, and we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, you chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Never stops. No. lost me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness never stops.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined once again by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
My favorite thing in the Halloween-themed amusement park is the bumper cars with no bumpers. Just actual cars. You just ram into each other.
I like the idea of it is bumper cars, but at the end you have to pay the repair bill.
Oh!
Nice.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
My final suggestion, the guilt-a-whirl. So we strap you into the whirly contraption, but we whisper all the things you should have done differently.
Right. Yes, indeed. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, what do I do when I just want to give up? Now, we're building out the Bridge Loud Carnival of Ennui here, and I know that sounds like the title of a Smashing Pumpkins record, but I don't think we stole that. But the positive, the pick-me-up, the real draw is that at the Bridge Loud Carnival, every bit of funnel cake comes with a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, we, in our day job, dealing with folks coming out of hard situations, it might be coming out of incarceration, coming out of drug treatment, there's a lot of this wanting to give up, and very understandably, these are people who are trying to make wholesale changes in a big way and have had some rough circumstances. So when you're having that conversation with someone, what do you come alongside and tell them to keep them going?
Well, I think the thing that we've kind of worked our way down to is that there's the process of making these things better and improving them, but then there's also the process of surviving those steps that you're taking. And I think it's when we're really tired and we're really overwhelmed, it feels like nobody's on our side and like we're all on our own. Pain can be very alienating in that way. But it's important to recognize in that moment, God is on your side. We're on your side. And God wants to be a source of strength for you in that moment. He wants to be there as a support to you. And we want you to feel like you're supported by us as well. If you're working those steps, we want to be right there with you.
I think that really is exactly right and a wonderful thing. One of the things that I think is a little bit misunderstood by people who maybe have never fully undertaken what we're talking about here with working a plan, with really working to change your life around, is that, as we've been talking about on this show, we get this idea of someone who doesn't give up as the person who just has boundless energy and enthusiasm and always has an A-plus attitude, when in reality, at times, someone who doesn't give up looks a lot like just limping along but not fully coming to a stop. And yeah, God is there in that process. There are times in that going on as well. And it's a long-term process. It is full of ups and downs, but it is certainly worth doing. It's what we want for you. It's what we think God wants for you. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yeah, you do, yeah, you do, yeah, you do. It's true.
Yes, Jesus loves me.